Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
But it's Grandy for Dibs today, y'all. Tomorrow as well. Talking Jennings, talking Purdy. Dee Winters came on the show. We'll have that for you again later. But first things first, because we promised it.
Keyword time.
95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City are giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room. I love the sound of that.
Private room.
It's like, what's going on in there, man? Like, I think you're just putting stickers on a board, right? Like, are you guys all, what are you doing in there? Anyway, private room for you and up to 14 of your friends. Actually, they don't have to be friends. They'd be family members or just people.
They could be enemies.
I mean, do think about that as you send this text. Do think about the fact that it's Tuesday night next week, around dinner time, and we would hope that you're not just in there by yourself. Like, can you get some? You don't need to get
At least get like six or seven.
Right?
There,
like, you don't need to get all 12 or 14 or what. You don't need to get everybody. We get it. It's Tuesday night in the city.
And we're talking about less than a week notice now.
Yeah. And you might live in San Jose. Like, I mean, we get it. This is not just like the easiest thing. But if you think you can get a handful of people, because there's going to be a bunch of food in there. You're going to have your own server.
The food is good.
You're going to have us making fun of you. I usually work better in rooms where I have multiple people to make fun of. Because if it's just one of you, I'm just going to make fun of that. I'm going to be like, you don't even really have a draft, do you?
Oh, you took Saquon first overall?
You're just here to eat sliders. Like, you don't even have a league, do you?
Try the loaded nachos.
Oh, my God.
Try the nachos.
So good. So, anyway, yeah, we'll be there also. And so here's the deal. Keyword every day this week. Today's Thursday, so we got today, we got tomorrow. You can qualify once a day. Text the word football.
Oh.
To 20357. Football.
Got to spell it right.
There's no U in it. We live in America.
Not football.
No. Football to 20357. And then that's it. You just text the word football to 20357 and you're in. You're qualified. And then you get another keyword tomorrow, and that'll be your last chance. And then I imagine at the end of the show tomorrow, are we going to make the announcement?
I don't know if we're going to announce it ourselves.
Well, we should. Because to the point you were just making, like, let's give everybody as much notice as possible. I don't want to wait till Monday and be like, see you tomorrow.
I'll check with our promotions team, and we'll tell you one way or another tomorrow.
Or at least whoever wins, we don't need to announce it on the air, but just whoever wins, like, this is just me telling Odyssey what to do. Like, tell people tomorrow and give them the weekend to round up the troops.
Organize.
Yeah.
We give away a lot of cool stuff, and we have a lot of fun contests here. In terms of ones that make me the most jealous that I can't participate in, this is up there.
It's pretty good.
This is an amazing one.
Well, and let me tell you this, as somebody who is older than you, the older you get, the harder it is in life to actually do fantasy drafts where other people are with you in the room. This becomes a Herculean task once people have kids and start spreading out across the country. My high school friends are in a fantasy draft for a number of years now. Let me do this real quick. Let me think. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 12 are here in the Bay Area still.
Okay.
We've got 1, 2, 3 in Southern California. That makes 7. 1 in Arizona. That makes 8. 1 in Georgia, that makes 9. 1 in North Carolina, that makes 10. 1 in Washington, D.C., that makes 11. And 1 that I don't know where he lives because he's one of my really good friends' little brother. And I think he might be in L.A. also. I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, the point is,
all over the place.
How do you get that group together?
Yeah.
It ends up costing thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Your entry fee might be this, but you're buying plane tickets or something. So anyway, it gets tough.
It's not fantasy football, but like I try to take a trip with a group of friends from college to go see an Oregon game every year. And the number of weeks we have like had to jump through, like, okay, what about week 4? Okay, no, week 5. What week 6? Oh, no, 8? Not. It's just a nightmare.
It's impossible.
You can't make it work for everybody.
By the way, you know what else I'm learning too? Because my nephew just started at Utah. Shout out to all the families who just sent a kid off to college. Yep. I feel for you. What an emotional roller coaster. My nephew just left for Utah, and my new stepdaughter just left for Boise State. And both of these are pretty healthy football programs. I did not know this because all the parents are doing this. Like, so Parents Weekend in October, and a ticket to one of those football games is $8 million. I'm like, what are y'all doing out there? Like, what happened? It's insanity. And this is for the people that they're like inviting to come.
Mm.
And you need to fly there and then no doubt buy your son or daughter a bunch of meals. You got to go to Target and we got to buy all the things.
Got to get a hotel or an Airbnb.
Like, and does a family of four, would you like to go to the game? That'll be $1,500. Just for the game, if you can even find tickets. I'm like, my God, yo.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, text football to 20357. And thank you, Splash at Thrive City. This is so great. And we're really looking forward to it next week. So good luck to each and every one of you. And you can enter again tomorrow. We'll do this again tomorrow at about the same time. Okay?
It's your last chance tomorrow.
Yeah, last chance tomorrow. We've been talking about Jennings, Purdy. Check this out. And I don't disagree with this. I just wish that this was reality. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 925, thank you for texting in. I just think the money in sports is out of control. Shouldn't be making that much to play a game. I also don't think the owners should be making that much money. Everyone deserves a pay cut and a drop in ticket prices so regular people can go to the games again. Along the lines of what I was just saying. I don't disagree with it in theory, but I guess how would you effectively do that? Do you know any business in America? And their line is, you know what we should do? We should make less.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag.
Right.
It's not going back in the bag.
We should stop making the available money that there is to us, even though the television networks are over their skis for us. Every nation on the globe wants us to come to them. And outside of a few rare circumstances, those buildings that we play games in every week are jammed. So there are enough people, unfortunately, who are not quote-unquote regular people, and they've got the means by which to do this, and are you really asking the NFL to not take that? It's just not real.
Yeah, I appreciate the sentiment, 925, and frankly, I agree, but we're living in fantasy land if we're hoping that that's ever going
to
happen.
And so then where do you take that next when then it comes down to someone like Juwan Jennings? And so I get it. I get it. If anybody, Juwan made $8 million last year, he's fine. Yes, he is fine. However, are you asking Juwan to simply play by a different set of rules than all of his coworkers are playing by, and the business model under for the umbrella that he's under? Like, he doesn't get to share in that, even though everybody else is. And is that really your point? Like, hey, Juwan, you signed a deal and you made $8 million, so you're fine. So even though there's precedent everywhere for what you're doing and so many are successfully doing it, and you were asked to do more last year than what they thought, and you did overperform, and this is painful, and you will probably get hurt, and there's no guaranteed money left on your deal, but you just do it because you're lucky that you made $8 million last year.
Well, I think
it's not real. This is not a real point that we're making.
I think you pretty much summed up the Niners side until you said, just deal with it. You're lucky for making the money that you made. Everything that you laid out, I think, is the reality the Niners are staring at. And they say, Juwan, we love you, but I'm sorry, we can't do anything about it.
And they can
I'm
do
sorry.
That. And they can do that.
I think that's what they're doing.
I do too.
So,
I do
okay,
too.
We'll see where this comes, where the update comes from. I guarantee you the update comes from the Juwan side of things.
You would think, although I imagine the Niners are going to speak before Juwan does, and I am currently calling for, I wish that I could travel down to Santa Clara and go to one of these press conferences, but I am asking for the 49er media to ramp up the volume on these questions. Like,
I don't think I've heard a question, just how are negotiations going?
Well, the Niners haven't admitted yet that there's even negotiations happening, so that's kind of the point. You know what I mean? Like, I would start, so Cam Inman did a great job a week and a half ago with, is the Juwan Jennings thing health or is it contractual?
Yeah.
And Shanahan was like, you can ask him that, but there is something, something on the MRI. Well, now there's a bunch of follow-ups there. Is there still something on the MRI? Do you have a timeline? You don't? Why not? Why does every other player that has an injury have a timeline and not Juwan? Kyle, are we really truly supposed to believe that there is nothing going on contractually here at all? Are you telling us that as soon as that calf injury is fully healed, that 100% Juwan has reported to camp and will be on the practice field as soon as it's ready to go? Is that what you're telling us? Those questions have not been asked. And I would love to hear the answers to those questions.
I'm curious if at some point he returns to practice with the calf, and maybe it was the calf that has been holding him out of practice, and if he was healthy, he would be practicing. But you get to a point where week one is here, and he doesn't have an extension. What does Juwan's camp do then? Like, he'd been practicing. Like, say the calf never popped up, and maybe it's fake anyway, so maybe this is a moot point, but the calf never popped up, and he's been practicing this whole time, maybe not playing in preseason games, but practicing, still wanting a contract extension. Week one comes, no progress on the contract talk. What happens then? Is he playing in a game? Still just hoping a contract? Because you have to have some form of leverage if you're going to make a team do something they don't want to do.
Again, I mean, somewhere along the lines, where do all roads lead? Like, this starts to make me think, this is kind of the conversation at a certain point that we've all been having about Jonathan Kuminga, which is, okay, what happens? So I think that's what your question is. What happens when the rubber meets the road?
What happens when you have a deadline?
Usually, I mean, deadlines spur action. But then you do start getting into the subject matter of, like, okay, how resigned are you? Where do you want this to go? And in football, and especially someone like Juwan, usually you will play. Usually you will play. Now, you can sort of do the whole, like, I'm going to play, but I'm going to remember this. In other words, Juwan can firmly promise, I'm out next year. And the Niners, quite frankly, might look at him and be like, that's very disappointing, but good luck. They may do that. And so that's the reality for an NFL player who is sort of a mid-level player. Like it can get rough like that. You are limited in what you can do. I would not suggest to Juwan that having made only $10 million in his entire career, that he sit out games. It's not going to go well for him.
And the Niners know that.
Yep.
So it's even more ammunition on the Niners side of things. I think what they're doing, they're calling his trade request bluff.
But they're not going to get the best Juwan.
Maybe not.
And that's for me, the fan, that's the bad part. The bad part is now you're going to get a player who is A, disgruntled, B, not in full game shape, therefore C, not fully ready, and D, more likely to get hurt when he is ready. Ah, that sucks.
And I think the Niners have weighed all of their options, and they have decided, well, if we give in to what Juwan wants, and who knows what Juwan wants, but that, whatever result comes from that, will be worse than if we don't and we just let him play disgruntled and maybe he leaves a year from now. Yep. The result of giving him what he wants and adding not necessarily another like albatross contract, but paying more money to a wide receiver group you don't think deserves that kind of money, maybe it means saying bye to somebody else that you just, like you just had to say bye to Dre Greenlaw this year.
Yep.
Had to say bye to Talanoa Hufanga this year. Look. Couldn't bring anybody in free agency other than a backup tight end. And you just paid your quarterback. Like, if you're Shanahan and if you're John Lynch, based on what you have been told from ownership and the salary cap, we just can't keep doing this every year. Like, I'm sorry, at some point it has to end. And it sucks that it has to end on Juwan, but I think that's just what the reality of it
all. Well, and actually, maybe it wasn't Juwan. You know, Charvarius Ward wanted money, didn't get it, and he played last year. And I know that there were other reasons that were way more important here because of the tragedy within his families, but this does happen. Like, I don't know. I know that as fans, we all think that this is just like, this is our team and they love each other and they're all out there for a common goal. Dude, this is football, and I would argue that probably 40% of the people are out there playing super pissed off. Super pissed off at their own team because of what has or has not been offered or given or whatever. I mean, wait till you hear in about 10 minutes what we've got with regard to one of the most famous Dallas Cowboys. You've got to hear what kind of things are being said to one another.
Is this Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
if you think that the Niners have been in messy situations,
oh
just
my God.
Read up on Micah Parsons.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. That's how it is. That's how it is in this league. So it's fascinating to me how often people sort of like the way the teams handle that. I get it. You like want your team to win. I want the 49ers to win. The 49ers are not wrong. They're empowered to just say, hey, like, contract plays. If you don't want to play, you don't have to play. But if you want to play, you got to play. Like, they're
like, you can't blame the 49ers for just naturally being in the position of power. Like,
no.
They're in the position of power, and you take advantage of your position.
Right. It's just always fascinating to me how many fans seem to gravitate to that side because it is very reminiscent of what happens in almost every human life that I know.
Yep.
And every human life that I know does not like it when their company does that to them. And no, there is no comp. I don't like comping the rest of the world to professional sports because it's different. But I do think there are certain aspects of the conversation that are relatable. We cannot relate to $8 million a year. We cannot relate to someone chasing us while we work. We cannot relate to high levels of injury.
Yeah.
At our jobs. We cannot relate to fame at our jobs. We cannot relate to all of those things, but I think most of you can relate to the idea of your company holding leverage over you. And sometimes when it feels completely unnecessary, but they do it just because they can.
Yeah, you feel like you're incredibly valuable and you're not being rewarded by
right.
As proportionate to your value to the company.
And I know damn well that if Juwan is being, like a lot of people do this, it's in the Kuminga conversation too. Hey, Bet on yourself, and you get them on the next contract. Don't you love that? Anybody ever been in a negotiation where they go, look, I know this isn't what you want, but I'm going to remember this, and we'll get you next time.
That is always questionable, but in the NFL, it is the worst possible decision you can make.
It's been said to me 8 times, and not once has anybody taken care of me the next time. Fact, more often than not, the boss that said that, that person's gone by the time we get there. And the other person's like, sorry, wasn't my promise. It just like, this is the part that's relatable to me. And so again, this whittles all the way down to whatever Juwan is asking for. If he's asking only for some guarantees, I'd have done it if I were the Niners.
We don't need this to devolve into a Kuminga conversation. The Kuminga bet on yourself is also way different than the Jennings bet on yourself.
Totally.
Because Jennings could go out there and what happened to Ayuk could happen to him.
No doubt.
It could happen to him in practice.
And Jonathan's qualifying offer is almost as much as Juwan has made in his career.
And it's fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed.
Even if he doesn't play a second this year.
Right. And so, Juwan is 28. And Jonathan is what, 22, 23?
Yeah. So it's way different.
It's totally different.
If you're a football player, don't bet on yourself.
Juwan's career, let's be real, might maybe has 4 years left. 4 or 5 years, probably.
And we're talking about, I mean, over those 4 years, making, I don't know, $35 million. When, according to the reports, Kuminga wants to make $35 a year.
Yeah. So. I shouldn't say always, because I did not like much about the way Ayuk handled things. But to me, there is more sympathy for the NFL player than there is for
absolutely
for baseball or,
it's not
or
even close.
Basketball when it comes to stuff like this.
Not even close. And we had the text earlier, I forget exactly where it came from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line, telling the NFL and telling Juwan, well, you know, get a better CBA. And the Players Association has messed up time and time again for the NFL, honestly. Guess what? Not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Do you remember the hand-wringing about the second-round draft picks looking for fully guaranteed deals this year? There very possibly was a directive from the NFL saying, please, teams, don't give these second-round picks fully guaranteed deals. What are you doing?
I love the idea.
You're gonna hurt our chances to continue not guaranteeing deals at the next round of negotiations.
Baseball has the most powerful players' union, and basketball has the smallest players' union. The NFL, and this is not by any fault of their own, it is, again, by the structure of the sport, has by far and away the weakest players' union. Because there are it is the biggest number of players, and most of them average career 2 to 3 years, and you are not going to get those guys to sit there and be like, "Yeah, let's strike." They're like, "Dude,
I have a very small window to make my money,
and I need that money, and I need it tomorrow."
And I don't know how much you followed this whole story, but obviously the Deshaun Watson contract from years ago when he got a fully guaranteed deal, there is reporting that not Goodell, but essentially from Goodell, NFL officials told owners, don't give your quarterbacks a lot of guaranteed money. Collusion. They colluded.
For sure. For sure they
because
colluded.
They didn't want to set a bad precedent to where the players' union could use that as a bargaining chip to say, well, now we're going to get fully guaranteed deals or we're going to strike because we have this evidence that suggests you've been giving it out for a few players. We want that for all of our players now.
Giants lost again. Thought I'd throw that out there, too. Giants still stink.
They had a game today?
They did.
Oh.
Devers and Adamas both homered.
Oh.
They still got doubled up.
They were up 2-0.
Playoffs.
Double up.
So against the Padres, they went 1-6 in seven games versus the Padres?
That's correct.
And you said they had to go, what, 5-2?
Yes.
Close.
They didn't.
They were close.
They didn't go 5-2. But that was fun when they won that one game against the Padres. And everybody's like, you know, the math. Okay. Like, what are we... What are we talking about?
What are they,
about?
8 games out now of a wild card spot?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's over.
It doesn't matter. Thank you. Football season. We're sponsored by Frontier Ford. Mach-E lease specials are on, and Tesla owners score even more at Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mach-E Select for just $239 a month plus tax, $1,999 at signing, and save even more with your Tesla. Offer ends September 2nd at Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Okay, all right, coming up next, at long last, Greg Cosell and Brock Purdy sitting in a tree. Wait till you hear this. Oh, and then we'll play the Jerry Jones thing for you, too.
Okay.
This is all good audio. Oh, it's just good
Jerry audio.
Jerry Jones. That's all coming up next. That's Grandy's In for Dibs.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hang on, I'm looking something up.
What are you looking up?
Micah Parsons' contract. Also, I want you to be ready. I need you to be ready.
Okay. For what?
Because I just had a granola bar.
Oh.
Sometimes
you need to get a sip of water?
No,
or?
I'm good, but sometimes they get stuck. Sometimes it comes up and gets you like 15 minutes later.
Are you serious?
It comes up 15 minutes later?
No, like not the...
What are you talking about?
No, like there's like a little, you know, like the residue that's in your throat.
Yeah, sure.
Will just all of a sudden like lock up. I've just had it happen.
Huh. It comes out 15 minutes later?
No, stop. It's not a regurgitation sensation. That's not what I'm saying.
Cha-ching!
Thank you. I'm just saying that sometimes you eat the granola bar and then you talk for 10 minutes and then the residue that's in your throat just kind of starts scratching the wrong way and it becomes hard to talk.
I don't discriminate against anyone.
I have a policy against, no, you know what? I'm not going to say that because that's going to come back to haunt me.
No,
I'm not doing it.
I'll lay out. I'll turn my mic off. Say
no,
it.
No, it's not about you laying out. It's about it turning into a drop.
That's why I wanted to lay out, so it would be a nice, clean drop.
Okay, here's how I'll do it. What is an almond? It is a...
A nut.
Thank you. So that's what I didn't want to say, but I have a policy because I won't eat those during a show.
No nuts, huh?
So Micah Parsons' contract.
He nutted that thing.
Micah Parsons' contract stipulates that in 2025, a club option has been exercised for $24 million. Micah Parsons has a contract. Are we mad at him that he hasn't shown up?
I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, because you're not a Cowboy fan.
Exactly. I think more Cowboy fans are pissed off at the Cowboys than Micah Parsons.
Exactly. Why is that?
Because they hate Jerry Jones.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the rules as to why, and I don't pretend to have a straw poll here just because I'm reading text messages on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and the chat on our YouTube feed. I'm not going to act like this is a random sample that covers the Bay Area. But a lot of people seem to feel, hey, Juwan, you got a contract. Show the bleep up, dog. Let's go. You signed it. That was your pen.
Yeah.
Is that not true for Micah Parsons?
It's an entire, it's a different situation.
It is, but then it's also not. Like, he is under contract.
Yeah.
And he has 1 year left, so therefore he would like some accommodations and planning done for his future, which is, I would argue, exactly what Juwan Jennings is doing.
Yeah.
He's just, Juwan's not a star.
The different levels that these guys are on, and I would imagine different levels of money that they're asking
no
for.
No doubt.
And different financial situations for the teams, and different trust in decision makers and leadership.
That too.
I think that's a big part of it.
So you
mean, from the outside, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys feel like a train wreck.
Totally.
And, I mean, Cowboy fans probably have a unique perspective on it way more than I do, but I would imagine there's a lot of Cowboy fans who are pretty sick and tired of the way the Cowboys have been run. I mean, the last time they went to a Super Bowl was, when was that? In the 90s? Last time they won a Super Bowl was the last time they went to one.
94? I think 94.
Have they even been to an NFC Championship game since then?
They have not.
So I think they're sick and tired with just how everything happens in Dallas.
Totally.
And I don't think Niner fans have anywhere near the same level of frustration with how things are going here.
I think also sometimes Jera gets in trouble because Jera will come share his perspective with you.
Is that what he did again?
He always does. And people don't share Jera's perspective because Jera is an old dude who, you know, doesn't really feel tapped in with the every person. He went on Michael Irvin's podcast.
Oh,
it went
Cowboy
on,
legend.
Michael Irvin had a man on the podcast. And here's what the story that Jera shared.
Oh, God. I don't think I'm ready for this.
About the Micah Parsons negotiations.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass. Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent. And the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. It's the mama daddy deal.
it's a mama daddy deal. First of all, that's just fun. That's just fun to listen to. It's hilarious.
So what happened was Jerry and Micah had a private conversation.
His name is Jera.
Jera. And Micah had a private conversation talking about the contract.
According to Jera.
Uh-huh. And also according to Jera, they had agreed in principle to every single possible angle of the contract.
Apparently.
So then Jera was like, all right, this is great. Let's send this off to your agent there, Micah. And Micah's agent said, stick it up your what?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear the very beginning again?
Yeah.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
All right. There, yeah, you can turn it off now, Steven. Yeah. Stick it up our ass.
I'm pretty sure this popped up earlier in this whole negotiation process because I remember reading a story, and I was talking about it with Ken behind the glass too, where it had to be Micah came out and publicly said, I'm not doing like one-on-one negotiations anymore. Like, I'm not talking about my deal unless my agent is present.
Stick it up her ass.
And now this has happened again, apparently.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And Jared knows this. Who does the agent work for?
Micah.
Thank you. So if the agent told you to stick it up your ass, then guess what?
Micah is telling you to stick it up your you know what.
Exactly.
Stick it up your ass.
Yeah. So if you had an agreement with Micah, then you would have had an agreement because Micah could tell the agent to stick it up at his you know what. But Micah didn't do that. So this is disingenuous at a minimum. And then hilarious at a maximum.
Oh, absolutely hilarious.
That's tremendous.
Just amazing.
And then, but the real issue here is that Jera is on Michael Irvin's podcast saying all of this stuff for the world to hear. And if you're Maca, how do you react to this being on Michael Irvin's podcast? Like, that's not good. And I have heard in multiple places that one way or another, whether it's this year, next year, or whatever, this is headed for a divorce.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Micah is livid.
How could you not be?
He's livid. And he's like, I'm done. I'm not working for you anymore. Take this job and shove it.
Like, could you imagine if Jed York did that for Brandon Ayuk last year? Could you imagine?
Well, there's something that happens. I don't know, and I don't want to come off as an ageist. That's not what I mean at all. Something happens at a certain age where people are just able to say whatever the hell they want, and then everyone's like, ah, that old fart.
That's just
like,
Jared.
Like, Jed York is not there yet.
You're right.
But Jerry Jones is one of these people who's like, ah, there goes Jerry again. But guess what? I don't think it's funny to Micah.
Absolutely not.
I don't think it's funny.
Or anyone else on that team.
Hang on, I need a sip of water.
Make sure that granola bar stays down, buddy.
Down. Nuts. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't want to say that, but we already have drops of you saying that, so we're good.
Period. No.
Yeah.
No, that's yeah. That is the rule.
But
more ways than one.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah.
Like, imagine how everyone else in the Cowboys feels about it, too.
They think that this is stupid.
They need Micah Parsons there to try to win football games.
Yeah, he's one of the best players
on
defense.
And the owner is just continuing to pick fights in public about it. On Michael Irvin's podcast, of all places.
Michael Irvin's podcast. That's right.
I didn't even know he had a podcast, frankly.
I did not know that Michael Irvin was still speaking publicly. He used to come on this station all the time and then got into all kinds of I don't know what, and then that was it. And now he's got his own podcast. So, yep, there it is. But this is going on all over the league. And I would argue that usually the only players that we get mad at who do this is if they play for our favorite team. That's all. That's why you're annoyed with Juwan. Juwan is not doing anything out of line. In fact, I would argue Juwan is doing this in the most respectful way possible. Has not gone to social media, has not said one word publicly about it, and still showed up to camp.
And I would venture to guess that the only reason he, quote-unquote, requested for the trade was just to put a little bit more pressure on the Niners and say, I really want this. Like, I don't think he wants to be traded.
The timing of it suggests that what Juwan wanted was to participate in camp.
Yeah.
Because he knows damn well what happens when you don't participate in camp. Not good things.
I don't know if, mature is the right word in terms of gauging or evaluating all of these high-profile negotiations the Niners have had the last handful of years, like going back to Debo, Bosa, and then Ayuk. This is by a mile, the most mature negotiation that there's been out of that group. Now, this is different because it's a lower-level deal, but there's been nowhere near the level of drama with it, which is partly why Juwan, in his defense, has a complete right to feel frustrated by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not asking for anywhere near what these other guys were asking. I'm not making this as difficult on you as those guys were. I showed up to camp and I practiced and I still can't get the extension that I want. I don't know what more I can even do at this spot.
Yep.
Like everything Juwan is feeling, I know that you've spent a lot of this show pointing that out and you're absolutely right. He has every right to feel and act the way that he has behind closed doors, which we don't really know a lot about, but I'm sure it hasn't been anything outrageous. He has every right to do that. I just think he's a victim of the circumstance and the time that it's coming.
Yes, although the circumstance is in the end created by the 49ers. Like, they are the ones that create that circumstance. They're the ones that create the lines.
If somehow we could magically go back and change Juwan's contract extension ask was last year and Ayuk's was this year, Juwan would have got what he wanted last year.
I would think. I mean, if you could go back in time magically, what you would do is don't run up those stairs and stop Brandon Ayuk from being a Steeler.
Yes, that too.
Stay downstairs.
But
Go talk to Juwan.
My point is it's not happening, in my opinion, this year, not because Juwan is Juwan, but just because it's time the Niners have finally decided to stop doing this.
Well, there you go. The Niners have decided.
Yes.
That is not a rule. That is not something that we have to accept as 100% fact. That is the Niners' opinion and decision to play it this way.
But this entire offseason has been about cutting back on money, getting younger, gearing up for when Brock is making $50+ million a year.
Look, they may be right.
And resetting their books.
In sports, the contracts that you don't sign are usually better than the ones you do. That's my opinion. But the problem is you have to sign some, and you have to hit on some. But it feels like 7 times out of 10, when you don't do something, people look back on it and go, that was a good decision.
I don't want to get us off track. The three big contracts the Giants have handed out over the last 12 months, I guess one of them is Devers, not a contract they handed out, but that they took on.
Yep.
Chapman, Adamus, and Devers. How do you think the front office and ownership feel about those three right now?
Terrified.
I would do Devers again. I would probably still do Adamus again. Chapman's a little scary, but I don't feel good about nearly as good about all of them as I did when that happened.
Well, I think that's one of the hard parts about the Juwan thing is, at least again, I don't know for sure what he's asking, but I don't think he's asking for anything long term. I don't think that's what's happening here. I don't think he's asking for 5 years.
No.
And in the NFL, you can boogie out of those anyway. So, this is not...
He probably wouldn't want 5 years anyway.
Yeah, you're not...
Give me an extra year, give me 2 more years here, and then I'll get another one when that's up, and that'll be my career.
Just guarantee some money. I think is probably what this is mainly about. Anyway, if you'd like a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 guests at Splash at Thrive City, and if you don't know what that is, then A, you're new to the show. But B, you're really missing out. Great bar restaurant experience right there next to Chase Center at Thrive City. We already gave out the keyword earlier, but if you missed it, we're going to hand it out again within the next, 9 minutes. Within the next 9 minutes, all you got to do is keep listening. And then once we give you that word, you text it to 20357 and you're qualified for today. If you've already texted it in, you're good. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You can only qualify once per day, but another chance today. Another chance tomorrow, and then we are going to have our winner, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at Splash at Thrive City. We will do our entire 4-hour show there that afternoon.
There are very few places better to be if you're a sports fan than Splash at Thrive City.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's amazing.
That's true. And there are very few quarterbacks better than Brock Purdy. Oh, I didn't say it.
You agree, though.
I didn't say it.
I don't even know if Greg Cosell said that.
You all decide what he said. Because one thing I consistently hear is, boy, we were excited about Brock, right? Year one, great. Year two, unbelievable. And then last year,
man, he fell off a cliff, didn't he?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
And he just went the wrong way. He wasn't very good last year. Well, unless, of course, you actually go through every throw and watch what he did.
During the season, I can't watch, 250 dropbacks in a row of a quarterback. I have to each week watch games, as many as I can. But in the off season, I can watch 250 dropbacks over a 2 or 3 day period. And I got to tell you, I came away thinking that Purdy's really good. Now, I thought there were times he left the pocket too soon, and I thought that was one of the things that at times, he struggled with last year. But overall, to me, as a post-snap operator, in other words, when the ball snapped and it's in his hands, I think he's an outstanding post-snap operator. He sees the field intuitively. I think he's an elite processor. I think he creates timing and anticipation throws based on his immediate understanding of what he sees, and that allows him to throw with precise timing. I came away after watching everything about him that he's a really, really good quarterback who truly understands how to play the position at the NFL level.
Okay, and that was just by watching last year's film.
Yes, that was 2024 tape.
Right.
When he, most people's account wasn't great.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The way that he said, let me tell you. I came away thinking this guy is great.
And then, did you hear the part? Because then we pressed him on this. And then he started talking about how much better than Mahomes Purdy is.
That's not what he said.
All right. But like a little bit.
He brought up Mahomes.
Here's what he said.
There's a lot of different elements to playing quarterback, okay? I can tell you right now, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell you who told me, but a defensive coordinator in the league told me this, who's very highly respected. And he said, Patrick Mahomes is not a very good progression reader. Okay, that's a coordinator that's played against him. So people listening to that might go, you're crazy. It's Patrick Mahomes. People have different strengths. Is Brock Purdy going to do what Josh Allen can do? Is Brock Purdy going to put a team on his back and win a Super Bowl, quote unquote, by himself? Of course, no one does it by yourself, no matter who you are. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Is he that kind of player? No. So some people might think then he's not in the top 5. That makes him in the top 10 or 12 or 15, whatever list they want to choose. But when it comes to the subtleties and the nuances and the understanding of how to play the position, Brock Purdy is high level. Does he have a rocket arm? No. Is he the most athletic quarterback in the league? No. But he understands intuitively and innately how to play the quarterback position. You know, look, you guys, I'm sure, have talked ad nauseum going back to last year and probably through the summer about why the Niners were 6-11. And there's many reasons for that. And it's not just Brock Purdy. In fact, he'd probably be one of the least important reasons.
Yeah. In fact, it wasn't. It wasn't Brock Purdy. That's not why the Niners were 6-11 last year.
Where on the list does he check in at?
Well, I mean, are we assuming that everyone is on the list? Like, is everyone on the list?
I guess, like, in general, it's like, oh, you know, the play of the quarterbacks, the right. wide receivers.
Like, George Kittle's not on the list. Like, yeah. He was great.
Juwan isn't on the list.
Juwan was not on the list.
Fred Warner's not on the list, although he had played with an injury.
Yeah, I could say Fred Warner's foot was on the list.
Diamondor Lenore wasn't on the list.
No, those players all had a better year than Brock Purdy. But, like, if I were to make a list, how many things could I come up with before I got to Brock?
Yes.
A lot. I mean, you have to tell me what the categories are. You know me. The first five things are all on defense. The first five things are all on defense. And then when I get over to offense, I'm going to think of offensive line before that.
Yep.
I'm going to think of injuries before that. Yep. I'm going to think of Ronnie Bell before that.
Oh,
I'm going to think of, does Jake Moody count as offense?
Special teams.
Okay, fine.
As a whole,
special teams.
Terrible.
Good Lord.
That's above Purdy for sure.
They're way ahead of it. Like, we're in the double digits by the time we get to Brock Purdy, is what I would say.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
When I hear Greg Cosell talk about it, though, my mind, there's part of me that thinks, well, all right, some of this to me seems like, if the tape suggests that Brock looked largely the same last year and 2 years ago when he was, you know, a good game on Christmas away from winning the MVP, then Brock Purdy at his best still isn't good enough to elevate a roster that isn't great around him. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
if Purdy largely played the same, and the team was amazing when the rest of the team was healthy, but the team sucked last year despite the same amount of play, doesn't this confirm a lot of what some Purdy detractors say, that he's only good enough when the team around him is good?
You could look at it that way, but I find the premise entirely faulty. Like, I don't think that what people want to have happen happens in life. There isn't this thing where it's like, well, things were wobbly, and then the quarterback showed up, and everything went bananas, and we won it all, and we had a parade.
Well, yeah,
that's not how sports
work. As he said, no quarterback does it by himself.
Jalen Hurts didn't do that last year.
No, not even close.
Jalen Hurts didn't do that. You could argue that Barkley did. He took them to another level. But to argue that Brock Purdy hasn't taken to the 49ers to another level is foolish. Of course he did.
Did you see
the Niners prior to him? So, of course, he took them to another level. He has done that. But in order for them to win the whole thing, yes, this is okay to say. Other things around him will need to go right, as is the case for every other player. Ask Joe Burrow. He needs a defense, or they're not going to win.
They still don't have Trey Hendrickson in camp, by the
way.
And
he's an elite player.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how good you're like, this whole, like, how long is your thing? It just doesn't matter.
Whoa.
You're good. You're good. You're good enough. you're good enough. You don't need it. Like, I don't know why the world needs this alpha dog to show up in sports and just take over. Like, there's a little bit of an NBA thing going on there.
There is, though, a difference in the 2023 Niners and, like, that's when everything went right.
Yes, everything went right.
Everything went right. There's a middle ground between 2023 and 2024 Niners.
Great players and super healthy. Great players and super healthy.
There's a middle ground this year where largely healthy, still some good players, but a lot of unknowns, too.
A lot of unknowns. Right.
This is the middle. You hope it's the middle ground year where Brock is as good as Cosell says he was each of the last 2 years,
right,
but everyone else around him is largely healthier, and you get some performances from youngsters, and then we'll see where the team is at there.
I mean, this is why I'm trying to play this sound. 925 just hits us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. How'd Purdy do without CMC last season? Very well, thank you. The Niners didn't do very well. Purdy did pretty good. The Niners didn't. That's my point. He wasn't. Was he perfect? No.
He was far from perfect.
Yeah, no. Nobody said he was perfect. He was good. He was very good. Greg Cosell's words, not mine. He was very good. The Niners are a lesser entity without one of their best players. Same as every other team in the NFL. How would Jalen Hurts have done without Saquon Barkley? Well, we saw it the year before. It sucked at the end of the year.
They went to the Super Bowl the year prior to that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. He's a good player. He's a good player. And when things go right around him, things will go well. And when things don't go right around him, whatever the hell happened the second half of the year 2 years ago with the Eagles, I don't know. But they were awful. They were totally, they couldn't win a football game.
Nope. And lost to Baker in the playoffs.
And then the next year, they won the whole thing. And Saquon Barkley was on the team. All right, we got a few things working here. First of all, 95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City, as we've been telling you, giving you the chance to host the Fantasy Draft Party next Tuesday night. Private room, 14 guests at the maximum, food stations, dedicated server, Wi-Fi, we've got you all set. We'll be there as well. That's next Tuesday. Text FOOTBALL to 20357 to qualify yourself if you haven't already today. Text FOOTBALL, that's today's keyword, FOOTBALL, to 20357, and you're entered, and then we get one more shot, one more keyword coming tomorrow. Also coming up next, Carrington Harrison. That's a lot of R's in his name. Carrington Harrison is with 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. We will find out if Sky Moore is untapped potential or just stinky. But he is one of the new 49er wide receivers. We will also ask him why Greg Cosell thinks Brock Purdy is better than Patrick Mahomes. Thank you. So that Carrington Harrison is going to jump on for a few minutes coming up next. And then also in about 25 minutes or so, we'll let you hear D. Winters right here on 95.7 The Game. So that's all coming up. Grandy's in for Dibs. It's Willard and Dibs.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.